This is Artist Stories, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. I'm your host, Ava Romero. Today, I'm with Hannah Levine, host of The Homestretch and director of content here at KXCI.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Hannah, you have a great story that I believe is a really wonderful illustration of how KXCI connects national, local, and global communities. It's a story about interviewing Michael Franti and Spearhead on a particularly dark day.
Michael Franti has been a guest at KXCI numerous times throughout the years, even before I got here, and he's always a delight to have on the air. He's just a kind, lovely soul, and also always incredibly thoughtful during the interview portions of what we do. He's been on the air and talked about the importance of contributing to community radio, which I really appreciated. The last time that he came was a very difficult day because that morning, the news broke that Anthony Bourdain had died. And so as a travel food writer, journalist, he has a pretty broad impact upon our listenership, our community. You know, as you mentioned, we're right here in Hotel Congress. I remember when I walked in that day, you could feel the energy coming from the service staff and the chefs in the kitchen at the Cup because it was such a dark, sad day. And having Michael on that day and having him address that head on and talk about the difficulties of losing valuable cultural figures that we lean on for inspiration and comfort, and just really reflected on the importance of valuing living in the moment and honoring their work and never forgetting to make a human connection. And if you watch the video on our YouTube channel, he will articulate that much better than I just did. But the thing was, is not only did he deliver a lovely performance, he talked about something that I knew our listeners were thinking about and deeply upset and saddened about. And so having the artists not only be sharing their art, but talking to the community about something that was affecting everyone on that particular day was incredibly moving and comforting.
I was raised in Paraguay, and he went to Paraguay and ate typical Paraguayan food, and he's the only celebrity I know of who made a show about doing that, so that was tough.
Yeah.
And actually, after his passing, there was a really good article by Angela Orlando in Tucson Foodie, I believe, about mental health struggles and the service industry, and she did the entire thing based on interviews with service industry professionals in Tucson. Is really great, really raw. I don't know if everyone is aware that there is a really interesting connection between the Tucson music scene and Europe, specifically France.
There were so many happy discoveries I had when I moved to Tucson from Seattle 5 years ago. And one of them was this little cultural portal that exists between Nantes and Tucson. And it happened for a variety of different reasons, but it was very much kind of in a DIY organic spirit that it happened. There was a band in France called the Little Rabbits that really wanted to record with Jim Waters, a local producer, because they knew, you know, Jim is famous for a number of things, including working with Sonic Youth and John Spencer Blues Explosion. And so Little Rabbits kind of made this pilgrimage to come here and work with Jim. Kind of fell in love with Tucson and then started making connections with local bands like, you know, Golden Boots, like Giant Sand, and started bringing them to France. And so it just slowly kind of grew that way. Other French musicians started coming here. Marianne Desard was a big part of that. She came here and then, you know, brought Brian Lopez and Gabe Sullivan back to France. And now if you're a Tucson musician and you want to go over to France, there's a whole network set up to make that happen, which is really, really extraordinary. Whether you're a fan or a participant in the Tucson music scene and you have the opportunity to go to France, specifically to Nantes, France, I can't recommend it enough because it's kind of great. You see KXCI stickers all over the place there, and they really love the Southwest and specifically Tucson and what has come up in our creative community here.
Hannah, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
This has been Artist Stories with Ava Romero, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. To listen to the full-length podcast, visit kxci.org. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County.